house, I bow my knees. A posture of prayer. Prayer is to your spirit what the respiratory system is to your body. Now, who they pray? They breathe. When you pray, you receive heavenly allocations. When you pray, you are refreshed. When you pray, you are rejuvenated. When you pray, you are revived. This is how we prevail. Be found alone. Find someone alone. Lepopati keputo. Kishepa. Ordain you as a prophet to the nations. To tear down. To kick down. To destroy. He said, and to build. Skipa. How will you do it? Prayer. For this cause, I bow my knees. We've been talking about prayer, and we're taking it further this morning. Amen. I'll be teaching on winning invisible battles through prayer. Winning invisible battles through prayer. You need these teachings all the days of your life. Winning invisible battles to prayer. Amen. Okay, let me try to give a little recap of where we're coming from. We've been talking about prayer, and we started our discussion or our journey, as it were, from the why of prayer. We called it, for this cause I will bow my knees. How many of you remember that? For this cause I bow my knees. And we had an explosive time. And I give you a few reasons why you must pray. Why you must yield in prayer. You don't need to be a prayer warrior to pray. You don't need to be a praying mantis to pray. You just need to know the why and you will pray. Once you find a worthy cause, you bow your knees. Say amen. We shared some strategic stuff. We said, prayer makes you fit for your assignment. How many of you remember that? And it is through prayer that God fuels your good ideas with his own energy so that it all amounts to something. You remember 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11 in the Message translation. Praise God forevermore. And then went further to say that prayer is breathing. Prayer is breathing. We say, now who they pray, they breathe. They say, who they breathe? Talk to me, who they breathe? Now who they pray, they breathe. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. He said, and Jesus spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So the opposite of prayerlessness, the opposite of prayer is fainting. If you are not praying, you are fainting. So you have to see prayer as breathing. Prayer puts in your natural habitat as a believer, and it helps you breathe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then number 2, we say prayer is breaking and building. You remember that? Number 3, we say prayer is what? I said it a while ago. Number 3, prayer is what? Prayer is birthing. All right. The second Sunday, what did we talk about? We do this sometimes so we are sure people are following. What did we talk about on the second Sunday? In fact, in between, we've had beautiful Tuesday service teachings. Pastor Peter spoke on the prayer of supplication, the prayer of petition, and the prayer of intercession, right? Then Pastor Peniel spoke on the prayer of thanksgiving. That was last week, Tuesday. Praise God. So the second Sunday, what did we talk about? How to develop a prayer life. Developing a prayer life. And did you learn something? All right, so today, winning invisible battles. To prayer. Winning invisible battles to prayer. Winning invisible battles to prayer. The Bible is both explicit and implicit about the reality of the spirit realm, the reality of the unseen realm. If you believe in the Bible, it means you automatically believe in the reality of the spirit realm. And the Bible also shows very clearly that this realm is a place where you have the clash of civilizations. There's a clash of two kingdoms. There's a continual clash between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Are you with me? And yes, in case you are not convinced, demons exist. Glory to God. Demons are real. demoniacal forces exist. But here's the good news. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54, I believe, says, "Thanks be unto God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14, yes, it says, "Giving thanks unto the Father who," put it up for me, "who causes us to triumph." Who causes us to triumph? Who always causes us to triumph? Hallelujah. "Diffusing through us the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." So God causes us to triumph. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Our victory is eternal. Our victory is irreversible. Our victory is total and complete. Glory to God. But you see, we have to understand the reality of the clash of civilization in this spirit realm. We have the victory, yes, but there's a contention, yes. Are you with me? Now, there are two extremes you must avoid as a human. Number one extreme is demons don't exist. Now, I don't believe there's anybody here who is in that class. Okay, demons don't exist. There's no such thing as the demonic world. There's no such thing as the demoniacal forces. They are not real. When strange things happen, they look for grammar to quote it. You hear them say things like, "Well, this is a paranormal phenomenon. A paranormal activity, maybe just metaphysical." Have you heard people say that? Never be there. That is illogical and that is unscriptural. Glory to God forevermore. Demons exist. Demoniacal forces exist. So there's no such thing as demons don't exist. Hell is not real. You know, somebody say he doesn't believe in hell, and I say hell believes in you, bro. Are you with me? That's the first extreme. Now, maybe very few percentage of believers can find themselves there. Don't be found there. But there's something under that where you find some believers operate in understanding. And that's saying things like, Satan is not a factor. So you see believers, and that's another extreme of new creation realities. You see believers, because of their little knowledge of who they are in Christ Jesus, I call it little, you understand later as I share, because of that little knowledge of what we call the new creation realities, you hear them say things like, "Satan does not exist. Satan is not the factor." Okay. And the likes. Glory to God. Now, when you study the life of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus, and you study your Bible very carefully, Jesus never acted like Satan did not exist. And he didn't act like Satan was not a factor. He always exercised authority to dislodge demons. Are you with me? He wasn't passive about the existence and the operations of devils. He wasn't. Rather, he uses authority to dislodge them. That means he recognized their presence, and he recognized Satan as an existent an adversary. Are you with me? The Bible says, "Be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." He said, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." So he told you that you have an adversary. It is the devil. He's going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Of course, that means not everyone is devourable. Amen. And that also means Satan is not omnipresent. He's localized. He can only be in one place at the same time. Amen. I don't think Satan has visited anybody here before. I don't think so. Maybe one person. The visitation you had was from his network of demons. Amen. It wasn't Satan. He said, "You saw Satan." No. Satan comes for those who are engaging territories. Do you understand? Glory to God. You hear Yogicho's story about how Satan came to his hotel room in Japan, because the entire nation had been dedicated to Satan. And he was trying to take the gospel there. So at that level, Satan comes. Hallelujah. But make no mistakes about it, he has a very organized organogram, a very organized system and network of operation that reaches everybody. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. I have bad news for you. Satan is also alive. He's alive doesn't mean he gives life. He propagates death.
he is a thief.
But you see, God doesn't want us ignorant. Study your Bible very well. God wants us to have the right perspective about everything. And that includes a perspective about Satan and his operations. Glory to God forevermore. Are you with me? So don't be found there. Satan is not a factor. And then you are seeing a case of frank oppression of the devil, and you are not doing anything about it. You are seeing clear activities of Satan, and you are saying, as I confess God's will, things will change. No, there are times you have to rise and take your authority. Are you with me? Because Satan has a ministry on the earth as we are talking right now. Glory to God. I say part of God's system for your growth and development is to let you get exposed to demonic activities. Yes, it's part of your growth. Because if you don't use your authority, you're not going to grow. Are you with me? So that whole idea of, well, let sleeping dog lie. If I don't touch it and it doesn't touch me, it's a lie. Don't believe that crap. Are you with me? Glory to God forevermore. That's the first extreme. Second extreme is those who have made, who are demon conscious in a way that borders on paranoia. The way they see everything, if they played false in a way, in a particular way, they say, "Kai, kai, the demons, they have come." You remember that kid? They have come. Are you with me? They see a wall gecko, bro. That's just a wall gecko. He's not a demon. They see demon in everything. In fact, somebody wrote to say, there are those who see a demon in every strange happening. You see, I see seven demons in every happening. Are you with me? Every unpleasant happening. Don't be like that. Don't go to that extreme. Be more conscious of your victory. Yes, demons are real. Demonic activities are real. But your job, or God's perspective, what God wants you, how God wants you to behave, is that you are to be more conscious of your victory in Christ Jesus than you are of demons. And at the same time, do not deny the existence of demons and the activities. Are you with me? Are you here? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Very quickly. 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. Chapter 2 verse 11. You can give me Message translation. So you see Jesus exercising authority over devils. Listen to me. Your silence or your simple response of stop in the name of Jesus can make a world of difference. Let me say it again. Keeping quiet and using your authority to simply say stop in the name of the Lord Jesus can make a world of difference. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. You were thinking it's because the economy of the country is bad. That's why your creditors have not paid you. Mr. A did not pay. Mrs. B did not pay. Mr. C is giving you excuse. Sister D is giving you excuse. Amen. Not sister in church. Amen. Let me say Miss D. Are you with me? And you are thinking, well, maybe the country is bad. No. 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 Don't explain it away. Let's get into understanding the wiles of Satan. No. I see 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. King James first, then we'll go to the Message translation. Are you blessed already? If you are, say amen. Amen. If you are not, say oh me. Hallelujah. Give me King James first, then Message translation before Amplify. He said, lest Satan should get the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now, this scripture gives us the foundation for what we're talking about. This is not a talk on demonology, to classify demons. Amen. Are you with me? The focus of this talk is to educate you on the devices of Satan and how to counter his schemes and devices. This is not a teaching for you to say, faith does not operate outside the confines of scripture. Anything you do outside the covering of the provision of scripture is not faith. It is presumption. Are you with me? Have you heard people say things like, this now we're going to kill the devil? You cannot kill the devil. He's not your assignment. I say, come with your gun. Listen, you see, Satan is an eternal being. His final destination is the lake of fire. And you're not the one to send him to the lake of fire. It is God. Are you with me? So when you study the Bible, you see, never do things that the Bible doesn't prescribe. Don't do that. Some of you, when you are praying and you are traveling, you sprinkle the blood of Jesus, you spill the blood of Jesus, you saturate the driver in the blood of Jesus. How will he see his way to drive? Amen. A lot of those prayers are born out of ignorance of scriptures and fear most times. Are you with me? Some of our parents have, I didn't see anything. As you travel, we soak the you're looking at me like you don't understand what I'm saying. You know, soaking the driver in the blood of Jesus. We dip the vehicle in the blood of Jesus. We soak the aircraft in the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle. You are not a high priest. Amen. Now, where did we get that from? Where in the Bible were people soaked in the blood? Even in the atonement, even at the Passover, was the instruction? He said the lintel and the doorpost, just put a mark there, and then the evil angel will see and pass over. Are you with me? Because see, Africa, we generate our thing from our background. And I'm serious. Unfortunately, a lot of believers don't read their Bibles. So we have crossed over with many things that borders on idolatry. And I get an amen. How did I get here? It's not your job to kill the devil. So I said the focus, okay, I was talking about extra biblical things that people do. The focus is understanding his devices. In fact, what we call spiritual warfare on the earth is countering the schemes, the methodia, the devices, the stratagems, the purposeful schemes, the evil, treacherous organizings of Satan. Are you with me? So that's the focus of the talk. It's not shooting the devil to die or shooting demon. But see, you have to understand, how does he operate? How does he come at you so that he doesn't take the advantage of you? That's what he's saying. He said, lest Satan should have the advantage of us, so we are not ignorant of his scheme. So if you are ignorant of his devices, of his scheme, he's going to take advantage of you. That's what he's saying. That means, listen, Satan's only advantage over the believer is the believer's ignorance of his schemes. Let me say this. You may know the least of all the demons and be ignorant of his schemes. I'm going to teach you a few things. Are you here? Give me the message translation now. Schemes, that means to purposefully craft evil and plan. That's what they're saying. Glory to God. Oh, let me give you the heading for this. Know your enemies. That's what we're talking about. Know your enemy. Or know your enemies. You see, after all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening. Are you seeing that? For yet more mischief. We are not oblivious to his sly ways. Who knows the meaning of sly? Not sly in media, amen. His own is a nickname. Who knows? Where are English? Deception? No, you can chorus it. Sly. Okay, corniness. What else? Chorus it. Crafty. Who checked the dictionary? No, give me. You can check. Mischievous, deceptive ways. Hallelujah. Now, another thing to note here is that your enemy is not your neighbor who looked at you funny and eyed you last week. That's not your enemy. Your enemy is not your mother-in-law or your mother-outlaw. Praise God. That's not your enemy. You see, never see humans as your primary enemy. Always see the master puppeteer moving people to act. And of course, Satan cannot do certain things to people without human agencies. There are times he comes at you without human agencies. But in for certain attacks, he needs human vessels. But you must learn to look beyond the human vessels. Are you with me? We're talking about knowing your enemies now. Number one, Satan is your enemy. No human is your primary enemy. Number two, Satan uses schemes, strategies, cunning craftiness. Give me Ephesians 6, 11 to 13. If you can give me NLT to be beautiful. So Satan is your prime enemy and his demons, of course. Ephesians, very quickly. Ephesians 6, 11 to 13. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against all the what? Strategies of the devil. Strategies of the devil. The Greek word there is methodia. It means cunning arts, deceit, craft, trickery, and crafty strategies. Are you seeing that? He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. Notice again, he didn't say that I'm able to stand against the devil to kill him. No, against the strategies. So your spiritual education, as far as spiritual warfare is concerned, the focus is Satan's strategy, his schemes, being able to diagnose when he's coming at you. Because, like I said earlier, for a lifetime, many of you may not see Satan face to face. Are you with me? But can you discern his move around you? Can you discern his move around your family? Can you discern his move around your business? Can you discern his moves around your home? A lot of believers don't know this. There are those who are only alert when they have a bad dream. Are you with me? But it's deeper than that. That's what he's saying. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against all the strategies. Methodia. The other place talks about devices, sly ways. Here again, he's talking about strategies. Next verse. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Go back to where you were. Okay, is that NLT? Okay. Go to 11 in the NLT. Let me see if I can show you something. Beautiful. He said, put on the whole armor of God so that you'll be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. Beautiful. Verse 12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Are you seeing that? Discerning your enemies. But against evil rulers and authorities. You see, and sometimes Satan can jump on people that are close to you, including your spouse. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, this about possession. It doesn't mean people are possessed with the devil. You see, their mind can be, we're going to get into that. Their mind can be in a very unhealthy place. And Satan can take advantage of it to get at you. I believe it was Posey who said, either Posey or his wife, who said his wife was acting in a very funny way on a particular, he just looked. I can't remember whether it was you, I was giving an example of someone. You say, devil go, wife come. Hallelujah. And it could be your husband too. But don't tell your husband that too. Hey. And don't tell your wife that either. Are you with me? Handle it in a secret. But my point is, you don't fight against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. In demonology, we are told that these are fallen angels who hung in the cosmic. They were too proud for their feet to touch the earth. Are you with me? So they operate from there. They call it cosmic warfare. Amen. This is not a class of spiritual warfare. I'm just giving you a sight. Understanding how Satan comes at you frequently so that you can handle him. Praise God. He said, therefore, put on the whole armor of God. Verse 13. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God so that you'll be able to resist the enemies in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So just a few strategies of his attack on your life and destiny, of his travesty against your life and destiny. Number one, marathon assault against your mind, emotions, and other areas of your life. Write it down. Now, the goal of this kind of attack is to weary you. Is to make you tired. Is to make you accept what's going on as normal. Remember in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25, the Bible says, talking about the Antichrist. Daniel chapter 7 verse 25, talking about the Antichrist. He shall speak great things against the Most High and shall weary out the saints of the Most High and think to change the times and the laws. He shall weary out the saints of the Most High. He's the same. See, Satan is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you understand? Are you with me? He's the same strategy now. There are times he assaults you in a chronic way, in a protracted way, your mind, your emotions, and other areas of your life just to weary you. And sometimes to get you to accept what's going on as normal. Don't accept it. You see, the primary way Satan gets a foothold in your life is by projection of Antichrist thought in your mind. You see, what we call a foothold in the military, some of you that are military people, you understand. When you want to take enemy territory, you establish a foothold first. It's from that foothold you operate to take the entire territory. That's what he does. Every time a particular thought is bombarding your mind, and then you try to think it away, talk it away, and it's not going, Satan is attacking you. The thought is always coming. You will not see your 40th birthday. Always coming. It's 2 years now. Here I'm there. The thought will come. It will come with fear. It will come with uncertainty. You do maybe say a few things and forget about it, and then it resurfaces. That is not your thought. It came from the kingdom of darkness. Somehow there is this thought that you will never have a good home. You are not even married yet, but it's just there. Somewhere in your subconscious is just there. That is not from God. That is a strategy of darkness to sell to you what God has not given you. Don't receive it. And every time your mind comes under such attack, rise. Rise and take authority and crush such thoughts. Don't let them linger. No, don't let them linger. Satan is telling you that one day you have breast cancer. You don't even have lungs. Don't let it linger. That is Satan coming. Don't let it linger. Rise and say, no, not me. In the name of Jesus. If it comes again, rise and take authority and crush the thought. Because if you let it linger, it becomes an opening for him to come in. I told you, it is the projection of thought that he uses to gain a foothold. Don't let him. Don't let him. We're talking about winning invisible battles. You are thinking it's just thoughts, and it doesn't mean anything. No, thoughts are not just thoughts. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are living things. Oh yes, they are living things, and they have the ability to produce their material equivalent. Such assault, rise and take authority. Don't explain it away. There's a story of a woman I heard, and it touched me. He was nursing a relative that had cancer, maybe her dad or something, and stayed by the bedside for months, nursing the man until he died. The moment the man died, she got cancer, strangely, and died. What do you think transpired? You think the thought did not cross? It didn't just jump on her. Some of you understand what I'm talking about. It didn't just jump on her.
How can you explain? The moment they were burying the relative, just shortly afterwards, she started feeling some symptoms. Went to the hospital, they said she had cancer. Unfortunately, she died. You think that's normal? Those are demonic operations. And that one came through, thoughts projected. He took cross. This is why you're taking care of this man. Hope this sickness will not jump on you. And if the person is not spiritually educated to deal with it, it will happen. So thoughts are not just nothing. They are living things. They have the ability to produce the material equivalent. You will learn to rise and quench them. You will rise and crush them. In the name of Jesus. You will crush them. You see, when our first son was just young, I had this morbid fear or concern. I don't know how to put it. The thought would just come that this boy will fall from the staircase. Every day it will come to my mind. Every day. I mean, you're just walking. JC was just it would just come. I'll just see him falling off, you know, climbing off from the sitting room to the bedroom. Their room is upstairs. It will just, I said, this is from Satan. This is from Satan. I crushed it. It was after a long time, I remember, this has not come again. And when I even thought about it, it was funny. It had no hold over my mind. Listen, that was Satan that came. You don't just let it pass. You address it sternly. And say, in the name of Jesus, not here. Not yet, not me. Not yet, not my child. Not yet, not my husband. Not yet, not my... Are you with me? Are you blessed? Say amen if you're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. So Satan can constantly attack an area of your life to weary you so that you can accept it as a part of your life. Don't take it. Rise and crush him in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, you open the doors for seven more dangerous afflictions to come. Hallelujah. So don't see it as just paranormal activity or just a thought. See it as an attack from hell. Glory to God. I've told you again and again, don't see fear as a feeling to be managed. Don't normalize panic attacks, anxiety disorder. Don't normalize it. Don't. Fear is not a feeling to be managed. It's a spirit to cast out. Yes, he said, for we have not received the spirit of fear, but of law, give it to me, of power and of a sound mind. He calls it a spirit. The Bible calls depression the spirit of heaviness. Address it. He came to kill you. Address it. How dare you have suicidal thoughts and you think it's normal? No. That's an attack from hell. You are at war. You are in battle. Rise up and use your authority. Don't say, in the 21st century, everybody has mental health concern. Don't say that, everybody has suicidal tendencies. It's a lie. Rise up and take authority. In fact, that the thought crossed your mind is an emergency. Treat it as a spiritual emergency. Do you know what it means to... Listen. You see, there are people who have gone through the worst of things on earth who never thought of killing themselves. Yes, sir. I mean, things that are 1,000 times worse than what you went through and you're thinking of taking your life. That's to show you that a demon is sponsoring that thought. Are you with me? It's not normal. Self-love is strong. Yay! Kill yourself. Life is fine now. You see, man was designed to hope. You are a creature of hope. There's a fabrication. There's an algorithm of hope embedded in your spirit. It's difficult for you to just get as hopeless as thinking of taking your life. A spirit has to be involved.
Yes, sir.
You don't look like you believe me. Read your Bible very well. He said, as the king was sleeping, thoughts came to him.
Yeah. Yes,
thoughts came to him. That's Satan's first strategy. Don't treat it lightly. You see, when people commit suicide, there's the first question I asked: what has he been hearing? Because it's not normal. It's not normal. I told you, self-love is strong. Yeah. And there's an inbuilt hope. Inbuilt mechanism of hope in every human. Not believer, in every human. So to get to the place of thinking of drinking something. What's the name, please? International community. It's something we use. It's an insecticide. Sniper is the brand for them. Amen. That's demonic.
It's demonic.
Very demonic. Don't treat it lightly. I was talking to someone recently. She said she went to the dam and stood there. She wanted to jump into the dam. And God ever said, how did you get there? What happened? And you see, it's demonic. I know I'm not pampering your feelings. You may be angry at me right now, but it's God's word I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
Don't let your mind slide. Don't let your mind slip into that mood. Don't let Satan get you there. But like I say, it doesn't happen overnight. It's that constant assault to weary you. Why would a person think of killing themselves? Weariness. He said he wanted to weary out the saints. To weary out the saints. You pray and pray, and it's as though nothing is happening. You are getting hopeless. Rise and speak. He said, oh my soul, there's hope for you. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. Surely the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be ashamed. Therefore, I'll set my face as a flint. For I know that I shall not be ashamed. Confess it to yourself. You know, recently we were praying. I think it was pastor's meeting. And then the scripture came upon. I'm sure you guys heard me just declaring, praying that scripture. Surely the Lord God will help me. I will not be put to shame. I've set my face as a flint. I will not be ashamed. Don't let him. Don't accept it as norm. If it's not consistent with the word, he's not the norm. Don't accept it. Don't let Satan weary you. Are you with me? See, sometimes the bombardment is too much for you. Call for reinforcement. Look for your friends who are on fire. Talk to your pastor. Are you with me? Call for reinforcement. He says, sir, ma, this has lingered. Stand in faith with me. And take authority. Don't die in silence. Are you with me? Call for reinforcement. But I'm sure the point is clear. It's part of the schemes of Satan. The strategies of Satan. Number two. Unreasonable oppositions and confinements. Unreasonable opposition and confinement. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. Unreasonable opposition and confinement. He said, wherefore would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. But Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. Unusual, unreasonable opposition. You've done everything you should do on your side, but the contract is not coming. Somebody is insisting on an unreasonable court. Are you with me? Everywhere you turn, for the same thing, opposition. Or you feel hedged in. Listen, Christianity is a free life in Christ Jesus. Anything that closes you in is demonic. Don't let it break out. It's a free life. You turn here for this, you are blocked. Young man looking for admission, four schools, good scores, no admission. That's not normal. That's not normal. That is not a paranormal activity. That is demonic. Unusual opposition and confinement. Rise and resist it. He said, we wanted to come to you once and again, But Satan hindered us. When you sense opposition against your life, rise in prayer. Are you with me? When it's repeated around the same thing, you know it's different from the first. And that's why I'm giving examples. I gave an example of admission. Only you cannot look for 6 schools. You have the scores. And God could not raise a helper for you that will speak for you to get admission. Mm-mm. Oh no. 1,000 times no. There's somebody I know closely. I knew him way back more than 2 decades ago. He finished secondary school more than 2 decades ago. He was among the top 5 in his class from secondary school. He reached out to me recently as I'm talking. He has not gone to higher institution and nothing is working. You see, when demons are working, you have natural explanation. My father died. That's why. You're not the only person whose father died who still went to school. My uncle died. That's why. Somehow, I applied here. Nothing happened. Things, before I knew, 5 years had passed. That is human explanation for demonic activities. The moment he spoke to me, I said, Kai, this is demonic. 20 years, I knew him. Very, very sharp young man then. I said, you mean you've not gone to school? It's more than 20 years. You think that's normal? That's demonic. And you see, you don't need to wait for you to get there. When you start sensing opposition, learn necessary unreasonable confinement, learn to take authority. Listen, don't be calm for the devil. Don't be domesticated. Be wild. Do you understand? How can I be rubbing a lion on the head? At home. He's supposed to be a wild animal. Yes, sir. When he roars, everything is to shake. Yes, sir. But they are rubbing him on the head. Some of you are too domesticated for the devil. You are too calm. Are you with me? There's a level of spiritual impatience required. Are you with me? You don't just sit down. This is going wrong. This is going wrong. They say, well, what will be will be. What are you talking about? Well, maybe it's not my time. What are you talking about? Rise and take authority. You devils of darkness. Your tenure in this place is over. I break. You hear us pray against demonic opposition all the time. He's deliberate. Right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence. It's an inspirational scripture to quote. He said, the violent take it by force. He said, a share in the kingdom is sought after with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Amplified Bible, right? Ardent zeal and intense exertion. No way! Unreasonable position and confinement, no way. No way. No, when the devil sees your eyes, he knows this is a no-go zone. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
In Acts chapter 12, put it up. In Acts chapter 12, Herod rose up and killed James. There was persecution against the church. He killed James and then took Peter also when he saw that he pleased the Jews. What was the response of the church? Were they quiet? The Bible says, and prayer was made. Prayer was made. You know what called making prayer? This is not 5 minutes prayer. They kept praying until the answer came at the door. You now know what to do. Opposition, demonic confinement, you make prayer. We're going to get there. He said, prayer was made without ceasing. Unto God for Peter. That prayer facilitated angelic intervention. The angel of the Lord showed up and loosed Peter. He didn't stop there. He killed Herod. It's the same prayer.
Yes,
he scattered the opposition. And Peter was delivered from Herod and the expectations of the Jews. All right, let me talk to you about demonic expectations. Let me tell you. You see, people's utterances, negative utterances, and expectations against you, they register in the realm of the spirit. You see, this is why you must pray. You must be a person who understands spiritual things. Don't be a profane person. Life is spiritual. There are people who expect glory zone to crash, I'm aware. But we are far ahead of them. We are far ahead. So the expectations are useless. But if you are not praying, if you are not sowing seeds, there are no prophetic utterance or prophetic capital upon your head. Expectations of the Jews. Expectations of the Jews. You see, one of the three things in the book of Job that God says he deliver you from is the scorchings of the tongue. And it's real. The scourgings of the tongue. Negative. You'll be naive and spiritually naive and unintelligent to think that negative expectations don't register in the realm of the spirit. He does. You must have counter forces. Counter forces. Hallelujah. There are people that don't like you for no reason. Just know that. Know that and know peace. Don't think, why do you think everybody likes you? Really? Really? Let me tell you, as a pastor, know that not everybody that comes to church likes you. It sounds funny, but it's true. It's fine. Just know what to do. Just know what to do. You see, to prayer, you crush the scourges of the tongue. They are meant to be opening like this, but no impact. It just be empty. Empty. They'll be talking, talk, empty. Nothing is coming out of it. Ah, see, life is spiritual. Somebody can carry something about you that is not true and turn the hearts of people against you. Somebody can propagate their projections about you that are not true. Vain imagination. And start talking about it. And it will sell. It will sell. Are you here? There are people that have never, there are people I've never lied to before. In this church, when I was single, there was a lady who said I had engaged to marry her. Hi, yes, it's hello, how are you, church member? And that was all. She was said that, do you know what engaged means? Engaged? You think that's a joke? When I heard it, I said, ah, from where? Did I, is it by mistake? Was I drunk at a particular time? Hallelujah. Are you with me? That's mild though. That's mild. What people can say about you, I'm don't sit and say it doesn't matter. Do you have commensurate spiritual energy to counter it? You like this, careful with money. Somebody will go and tell your helper of destiny, ah, that guy is extravagant too. Money is not safe with him. Yes, those things happen. But my point is through prayer, you crush those things. Can I get an amen? Amen. Number three, bombardment of attacks. This happens. It is called, this is a barrage, like it happened to Job. You know, everything that happened to Job happened in one day, 1 or 2 days. It can be 1 week, it can be 1 month. But you notice multiple assaults. This is not one area now. Multiple assaults. You are sick, your children are sick, money is not coming, somebody is insulting you at work. Are you with me? contract is failing, you are under attack. You are in war. You are in war. It's an emergency. Are you with me? He will call it bombardment. It's an emergency. Your car hit somebody today. Tomorrow somebody hits you. The after tomorrow, the AC in your house stopped working. Next tomorrow, you fall sick. The day after, two of your children are sick. You are under demonic attack. It's called a barrage. And you see, that is not the end. The end is going to be destruction and death. Yeah. Don't let Satan get to the end. Yes, am I boring you?
No,
when you see barrages, respond with your authority.
Yes,
you know, it's there's this story about Lester Sumrall. He went to preach. He went, so watch, listen to this story. On his way to the meeting, the AC of his car packed up. As he stood up on the stage to preach, the AC on the stage packed up. When they took him to his hotel room, the car that was used to carry him to the hotel, as they were in the car, the AC packed up. When he entered the hotel, the room they put him, the AC packed up. They moved into another room, the AC packed up. They moved into another room, the AC packed up. Do you need an angel to tell you that you're under attack? With the aid of a simple diagram, explain why the ACs were packing up. That's demonic. Rise in authority. Make prayer. Exercise your authority. You tell the devil, no! Hence you have come. Further you will not go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes you may need to declare prayer and fasting. Do it. Barrages of attack. That's what happened to Job. In one day, this one was coming. Oh, sir, your heads were attacked by cattle rustlers. I'm the only one who escaped. As your children were having party, the building fell on them. They died. I'm the only one who escaped. And thy other heads over there, strangers from Egypt came. Blah, blah. Are you with me? Everything happening at once. Yours, you don't need to get to Job's level. Be sensitive. Are you with me? And that's something I want to talk about. You see, most of the things I talked about, yes, there are those that are inevitable. But especially the barrage of attack. You don't need to wait for it to come. You can exercise your spirit to pick it before it comes. Are you with me? Proverbs says, he says, the wise man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You can pick it. Paul said, I perceive that this voyage will be with much harm. Not just of the goods, but of our lives. He picked it in the spirit. He picked it. But the captain did not listen to him. They listened to the owner of the ship. Are you here? Glory to God forevermore. So you notice unhealthy patterns around you. Rise up and crush it. And hope you know there are demonic forces arranged against your finances. Oh, if you don't know that, there's a gap already in your spiritual intelligence. You have... No, look up at me. Do you know that Satan fights your money? You see, this is part of the reasons for the tithe. This is part of it. It's part of the reason for the tithe. You see, you have to, let's be very practical now. Let's be very, very honest. How many of you, there's a side of tithing you must understand, and that's the discipline, the structure it brings to your giving. Forget all the empty argument. Very empty argument. I've given you theological and doctrinal basis before. I'm not going to go into that. You see, there are things that run as a thread from Genesis to Revelation. When you look closely, you see that they are consistent with the spirit of scriptures. You see, there are many things. You have to understand the focus of the New Testament. The focus of the New Testament is the salvation of the soul. Do you understand? But that is not all that God wants to teach us. It cannot be. He cannot be. There are many things you need to do in your everyday life as a believer that the New Testament does not cover. As far as express injunction is concerned, do you know? How to be a great parent is not covered in the New Testament. I hope you know. Ooh. Sexual satisfaction in your marriage is not covered in the New Testament. Amen. And is necessary, is biblical. Are you with me? In fact, the full scope of praise and thanksgiving, as it should be done, is not covered in the New Testament. There are things that Jesus fulfilled as archetypes. In the Old Testament, they were as types and shadows. He came to fulfill them as archetypes. But you have to understand the daily application of the things he came to fulfill. Now, did you know that Jesus is our answered prayers? Do you know that? So, by the same reasoning, you should not pray again. Don't pray. Yes. The Bible says in him, all of God's promises are yea and amen. He is our answered prayer. But do you still pray? I'm trying to avoid getting into glory to God forevermore. What was I talking about? Please let me go back to my topic. Chorus it for me. What was I talking about? Say it again. Okay. Noticing unhealthy patterns. Okay. Bombardment of attacks. Hallelujah. Rise and crush them. I was talking about demonic forces against your finances. That was what the tithe is for. You see, tithing minimizes your warfare. Let me leave it at that. It organizes your giving. Hey, I wanted to say something. You see, those who shout what God wants in the New Testament is your all, do they give all? Most of the people, when you check their giving, you see, God, see, grace is everything that God is. God is discipline. That means grace is discipline. God is structured and orderly. That means grace is structured and orderly. A lot of people shouting, the New Testament is your all that God is asking. They don't give their all. What God is saying is start with the 10%. If you are committed, listen, most consistent givers in the kingdom are those who are consistent with the basic givings. Go and find out. Basic givings. Tithing is part of it. Are you with me? Don't play politics with your tithe. There are many, many, many structures, many there. Many, many. How did the tithe start? 5 kings attacked 4 kings, 9 kings. Then one man who was a mercenary went to rescue his brother-in-law. On his way back, he met the 10th king, Melchizedek, and he gave him the tithe. Oh. Don't go and read Genesis 14, is there. Why were there 10 kings in that story? Jesus healed 10 lepers. One returned. The 10th returned back to him. You think... Let me go back. Satan attacks your finances. Part of your warfare response and winning is your tithe. Is that a key?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Number four. What's number three? Beautiful. Ah, shake petosa. Number four, complacency and laziness. You must see it has been under attack. Every time you feel at ease in Zion, you're under demonic attack. Have you written it? Listen, you must see being at ease in Zion as a spiritual attack on your destiny. You are complacent. You are lazy. You are not praying the way you used to pray before. Your destiny is under attack. You are not giving the way you used to give before. Your destiny is under attack. You are not stretching to serve God the way you used to serve before. Your destiny is under attack. Listen, Laziness is something that both Satan and God agree that they don't need. So a lazy man is not useful to God. He's not useful to Satan. Ah, they said an idle hand in Satan's workshop. Did you see the post? They said the guy has spoiled something in Satan's workshop. I mean, now Satan does not even need idle hands in his workshop, because they are spoiling things in his workshop now as we're talking. They are spoiling things for him. Every time the spirit of chilling, that's what we call it here. That chilling spirit, we call them chillers. You call for prayer meeting, they don't show. Chillers. Every time that chilling spirit is coming upon you, you are slowing in your giving. You are slowing in your service. You are slowing down. You set a plan. This is where I want to be in my career. And suddenly, no spirit, no enthusiasm, no energy, no boldness to go after. You are under attack. You are dragging and dragging and dragging. You register for the masters, or you say you register, you've not done anything, it's 3 years. You are under attack. You're under attack. Before, every week you fast for 3 days. Now you forget. You're under attack. Complacency is spiritual attack on your destiny, and I'm serious. He said, woe unto them who are at ease. Where? In Zion. You think it's joke? Woe is not joke. Don't be walking on the wall when you are supposed to be at war. Ask David. How did Satan orchestrate the destiny of David and brought him into serious trouble? You can put a scripture up for me. 2 Samuel chapter 11, 1 to 3. Let's read it. Let's read it. Complacency is a demonic setup. To distract you from your destiny, you must rise against it vehemently. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Rise against it vehemently, passionately. There was a young man when he was in school, the guy used to be a giver as a student. He gave his first 1 million naira as a student because of his privileged background. And then years passed. I noticed this guy wasn't. I see, the funny thing, it will show in the different areas of your life. I began to see that his fire, he knows the person I'm talking about, his fire began to diminish. Up to now, I'm still praying for him. Are you with me? How can someone who gave 1 million as a student, now that he has more money, the highest seed he has given since that years ago is 20,000. You think it's normal? He has more money. Do you understand? And the same thing affected his spiritual life. But you know, it would have started gradually. Yes. Gradually. And there's always a promise. We'll give all. Those days, you could give the best you had. Yes. Money enter. Maybe his uncle sent him 1 million. Do you understand? And then, you know, he started towards the end of his school. When he said, I'm a pastor. We see, there are things you don't like talking about. Life is spiritual. Let me stop there. Life is spiritual. And then you see people enter into certain strange warfare that I can't understand. How did this come about? You see, it's easier to deal with the oak tree when it's still an acorn. When it's in innocuous, right? You handle it there. Don't be complacent. In fact, respond vehemently. See it as an attack on your destiny. Don't slow down. You are a committed tither, then you slow down. You ate this month, you ate next week, you ate. And say, okay, Kai, oh, no, don't explain. No. See it like you are under attack. Are you here? You are under attack. You're a young man who is 20 years old. Five girls are liking you. Your destiny is under attack. You know what I mean by liking it? You are feeling like a ladies' man. Your destiny is under attack. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not joking. How old are you? You are 21. You are in 400 level. 10 people are crushing on you. Say you're a fine boy. Your destiny is under attack. And you are crushing back. You guys are laughing. You don't believe me. Hallelujah. How many of you believe me? Glory to God. Same thing for a lady. You are 20. This is your 8th relationship. Your destiny is under attack. As we are laughing, God is talking to someone. You are 22. This is your 10th relationship. I'm serious. So when did you start dating? And how long does it last? Is there dating from the womb to 2 years? And by extension, nobody should call your child their husband or their wife. Amen. You know, there are people that do that. They say, oh, my wife, what's that? What's that? Shut them up immediately. How can a three-year-old be your wife? Even saying your son's wife is not accepted. Amen. It's freedom. Let children grow up. Do you understand? Freedom. Hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout, I'm blessed. I would to God that those young people I talked about believed me. I would to God. I would to God. Hallelujah. The B partner, know your weapons. We say, know your enemies. Now know your weapons. Now, this begins with your knowledge of God in the context of our complete victory in Christ Jesus. Never forget that. We fight from victory. We are positioned in authority above all devils, above all powers. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. Can you put it up for me? Ephesians 2, and just put all the scriptures there for me. Hallelujah. Now, the 10 spiritual weapons should not make you afraid. You already have the victory. Are you with me? You already have the victory. So we engage our weapons. Of course, the direction is already prayer. I'll just add one and we'll go. You fight from victory. You pray from victory. You take authority from victory. Hallelujah. You engage the weapons from victory. And that you have to understand. You see, demons are rebels. They know that you have the victory, but they want to be sure that you are confident that you have the victory. That's what rebels do. So you have to rise as a spiritual law enforcement agent to put Satan where he belongs, to put the demons where they belong. Rise as a spiritual law enforcement agent. That is who you are. The judgment is written. The victory has been given to the saints. You have to rise in authority. Are you with me? So know that you have the right. Number one, know that the victory is yours. Know that you've been placed above principalities and powers, above the rulers of the darkness of this world. You are above them in Christ Jesus. But you have to exercise your authority and be bold, be fearless. Listen, God supports fighters. I love the way Dr. Paul Enincha put it yesterday. God strengthens fighters. You may feel afraid, but fight. Be bold. Are you with me? He said, for God has laid help upon him that is mighty. The Hebrew word there means upon a warrior. He said, for God has laid help upon him that is a fighter. That is what he's saying. That means fighters attract the help of God. Those who are bold attract the help of God. He said, God lays help upon him that is a fighter. Don't relax. Rise in authority, knowing that you already have the victory. Rise in authority. Speak boldly. Am I going to do that this morning? Speak boldly. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't fear him.
He's been stripped of authority. Never be afraid of him. Never. Speak boldly. The pastor have not fasted in the last 1 month. You myself, why have you not fasted in 1 month? But it's notwithstanding, authority is positional. Can I tell you the truth? Authority is positional. Rise and use it. Rise and use it. Glory to God. Give me Psalm 149 as we begin to round up. Psalm 149. We'll read 1 to 9. Or 6 to 9. So you now know when you're under attack, two of us. You can go and study more. Within 6 months, three people died in your family. You're under attack. Don't say me, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. No. You're under attack. Rise and pray. Rise and pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He said, let the high praises. No, go back. Go back to verse 5. Hallelujah. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Do you sing upon your bed? Sing aloud upon your bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hands. Hallelujah. To do what? To execute vengeance upon the hidden and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them, this is where I'm going, the judgment written. The word of God is a judgment written. So your job is to execute the judgment written. I say it again, you are God's law enforcement agent on the earth. Why do we have law enforcement agents? Because people break laws. So demons break laws. Satan break laws. But you are God's law enforcement agent. He says, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. I mean, it's your honor to execute the written judgment. Your mind does not belong to the devil. Your home does not belong to the devil. Your family does not belong to the devil. Your business does not belong to the devil. So you won't see him running rampage around you and keep quiet. You will rise as God's law enforcement agent and execute the written judgment. How? Through prayer. Through prayer. We saw that in Acts chapter 12 that we read earlier. Maybe you put it, we didn't read it, so you can put it up. The prayer response should be your first approach. Word-based prayer should be your first approach when you notice you're under attack. And let me tell you, sometimes the things may linger for months and for years. Don't stop. It's not every battle that will be resolved in 1 week. But rather, use it to your advantage. Use it as an opportunity to be toughened, to be strengthened, to be energized, to be a better Christian. Let the challenge build character in you. But in the face of the challenge, don't bow. Constantly exercise your authority. Constantly. I believe it was Pastor Chris, his second daughter Charlene, when she was less than 5. She came back from school and suddenly could not walk. Yes. I mean, healing evangelist, teaching to millions. She couldn't walk. The wife, they took her to the hospital. They couldn't find anything wrong. She got paralyzed. Paralyzed. 4 years old or so. Rather 4 or 5. Paralyzed. They had to put on a wheelchair. Imagine pastor's child going for crusade. Satan will always come for everyone. But the most important thing is you understanding his schemes, his strategies, his devices, and learning how to respond.
like this one now falls under the first category. Yes, did everything medically, prayed, lay hands, nothing, just crippled like that. And then he said, he knows something that will not fail. God's word doesn't fail. They will sow seed. He said, son, he said, he'll be in his office sometimes, and Satan will show him the picture of his daughter in old age on the wheelchair. And he'll scream, no, in the name of Jesus. And then the staff will come and say, pastor, is everything okay? He said, I'm fine. Yes. He will say, no, in the name of Jesus. She will walk, she will jump, she will run. In the name of Jesus. Every day, since he was busy, he told the wife, say, every day, speak words over those legs. He took some time. Then one day they went out, she was in the car. They went out to the supermarket to shop. A while. And then when the mom was returning, she was out of the car walking. Say, mom, I can walk.
Hi.
I can walk. Taking steps. I can walk. The word has procured a victory.
Yes,
you see, another person can respond differently. And say, Kai, maybe this is my cross. Nonsense. Then you create a theology out of something that was supposed to be a temporary inconvenience, to be a fight of faith. You create a theology around it. She began to walk. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Keep speaking. Don't let Satan weary you. Speak the last words. Don't let him weary you. Speak. Pray and speak. He said, prayer was made. Put a scripture. Prayer was made without ceasing. Unto God for Peter. Prayer was made. Akebeko kapaya. Prayer was made. Say, pastor, I prayed. It has not changed. Go back to pray. Have you not heard push before? Pray until something happened. He said, Peter therefore was kept in prison. But that's a very disruptive word. I like it. He said, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Ah, meko petosa. He kabade ke petosaya. Iman to ke preta. Hem shokepa. James 5:13 says, any afflicted, let him pray. Don't get stuck. Pray. Prayer will mobilize angelic interventions. Prayer will give you access to the secrets of God. As you are there praying, your eyes will be open to see. The Holy Ghost will tell you, do this, do this, do this. I told you last week, Satan cannot be the only one planning for you. No. No, you should plan for him. And in the place of prayer, God shows you the plans. Yes, God shows you the plans. And sometimes, the actions of faith. Yes, he will show you what to do. He may give you instruction. Carry this seed, send here. He may give you instruction. Lock yourself up for 3 days. Yes, you are praying. That's never happened to you. You are praying about something and God say, go and pray. No, you didn't hear what I said. You are praying about something. Lord, what do I do? And pray, Ray, baby, and God say, go and pray for 3 days with fasting. Or it drops in your heart. This situation is 3 days prayer and fasting. That is the secret of the Lord revealed to you. Act on it. Can I get an amen? Make prayer without ceasing. The kind of prayer in warfare. Make prayer without ceasing. You will break the siege. Let it be heartfelt, intense. You will see God. Sometimes you need to add fasting and isolation. Matthew 17:21. Then your light will break out suddenly. Never forget that. Fasting and isolation. Fasting and isolation. And sometimes you don't need to wait for God. You are prayed and prayed. Nothing is happening. Add fasting. You are fasting, you are moving around. Nothing is happening. Add isolation. Bring someone to stay with the children. Lock yourself up for 1 or 2 days. Things will break forth. Answer will come.
at least you have an answer of peace. At least you get a sign like the size of a man's fist. What Elijah got on the mountain of prayer. But never be helpless. Never get stuck. Never let Satan laugh last. No. Respond in prayer. Respond. Respond. Sit down and take inventory. You notice that there's nothing you seriously prayed about that has not happened. Sit down. Sit down. Think about it. Sit down. I'm telling you. And don't say, okay, but I prayed like that. I prayed the way I prayed the last time. I've told you, add fasting, add isolation. Sometimes engage the brethren. Matthew 18, 2 or 3. Engage the brethren. You're under intense attack. Engage the brethren. And secondly, activate your prophets. Ayabata. When the battle is getting too fierce for you, activate your prophet. You see, prophetic utterance can break the siege of Satan over your life at a shorter time. Activate your prophet. Activate your prophet. Akebeto. Activate your prophet. It will break the siege of darkness that you struggle with and give you the victory. You know how to activate your prophet now. How many stories for you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark 4:37-39. You can see it there. If you can see that there, 2 Kings 4:18-17, the Shunammite woman. When the son died, what did she do? She activated the prophet. Hallelujah. The disciples went to the rear. They said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Come and do something about this storm. Glory to God. I have seasons in my life where I knew, look, and then we've had seasons where we knew, look, we have prayed and fasted. Let's activate the prophets. Shkaba delekepa. You put a call through, you send a seed and put a call through. Say, sir, this is what is going on. We need you to speak a word. He is not like a desic with every seriousness of the expectation. He's not saying, can you pray for me? No. And that's why usually seed will follow. So that there's weight in your heart. Do you understand? It's not. So many Christians are joking. I don't know why. Are you here? With your heart ready to open. And as those words come, you have received capital to pray with. You have received capital to pray with. That's what you carry to the place of prayer. I don't know which story to tell you now. Have you learned something? Winning invisible battles. Don't speak English when you are supposed to be worrying. No, don't. There are times to shut down your phone and enter the closet. Yes. Don't explain it away. Don't let life pass. Don't let time pass when you have to lock up and make a difference. No. And listen, all times are not the same. They are Kairos moment where you need to lay hold on eternal substance. They are Kairos moment. All times are not the same. Take advantage of spiritual cycles. So the things I've mentioned should be carried out within a time space. Things are not working. You can't be lazing around though. And you can't say you are busy. Take sick leave. So, Pastor, are you telling me that to tell them I'm sick? Yes, you are sick. You are getting depressed, getting worried. You need fever to know you are sick. Tell them I'm not feeling fine. I need sick leave. Why? To go on retreat. It's not to watch Netflix now. You will shut down Netflix, shut down Facebook, Instagram, all the grams, amen. You shut them down and engage what you know must work. Engage what you know. You lock yourself for 3 days, you have answers.
you have answers. Rege beredebu, mandeke predilekosa, kala prepekupa, shepekupetosiekupa, shekepa. The siege will be broken. It will. It will. The least that can happen is you will receive an answer of peace. That's the least too. And within that answer of peace is the manifestation. It may not happen immediately, but that answer of peace gives you an assurance. You are different. Your soul can rejoice. Your soul can rejoice. Learn to shut down. Life is spiritual. There are times you have to shut down. There are times you have to engage what you know must work. Rise to your feet. Can we do practicals? How many of you know an area where you're under attack right now? Let me see your hand. From the message, you know an area where you're under attack. Please be honest. Let me see your hand. You know an area of attack. Something that has lingered. Satan is trying to weary you. Okay? You know the area. We're going to address it. We'll pray in tongues continuously. Mark your time. Use your wristwatch. For 5 minutes. After that, you are going to open fire on the devil. You know, open fire. You are going to open fire on that situation. Business, marriage, your spiritual life, your mind, your finances, your academics, your home, your job, your ministry, your destiny. You will warm the engine for 3 to 5 minutes. And then you open fire. What do I mean open fire? You will speak words. You will speak. God will give you all terms. You will speak words. Concerning that thing, you will speak words and receive the victory and establish the victory. Heka peko pati selika, jeke peto sileko prebile tosa, jepe dileko prebile kosa. Are you speaking in tongues? Hemendo kopa, jepe toskilepa, jepe delekopa, embalika prebe toskilepa, jepe toskelika. Some of you is your health. You will open fire. Hipa kopetosa, jepe tosipa. Some of you is your prayer life. Himanjelepo, empetos kapel, empetos sileko, empetosa, empetosika, ikapetosika, empetosikapa, ekapetosikapo, rekopetosika, repeto, ikapo, repeto. Rapato, rapato, rakapato sikapa, rapato sikapa, rapato, 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 rapato kapa, rakipato, rapati, rapato silapa, rapato, rapatalita, embeleko, embeleko, embeleko. Empeleko, ekape, ekape, empeto, empeto. Ekapete, skapakapato, amarobeti, kampate, pala, shepoto kopa, pray. Pray. Pray like something is at stake. Yes, you can hug your children. Pray.
To take authority.
When it's Hikapato, you can be a man on fire. You can be a woman on fire. Pray. That ministry can work. That idea can work. That business can move to the next level. Pray. Shkapatolava. Hebrabadele. Rekobadele. Him shalabe, ekapeto, rekopati, hepatolaba, shkapatolaba. Can you open fire now? Epa, curse every devil. Curse them, curse. After your family, every devil. After your finances, every demonic manipulation. Over my health, over my ministry, over my finances. Over my job, Shkapetopa, Rapa, your tenor is over. Your manipulation cease. In the name of Jesus, Rapato, Repeto. Hey, I walk in victory. Satan, you are crushed under my feet. You are crushed under my feet. You are crushed. Shkapato, lekopate, shkapetolapa, pelekopa, palalato, ekepato lebelika. Open fire, open fire. Heavy spirit manipulating your business. Heavy spirit manipulating your health. Every spirit manipulating your career, every spirit manipulating your finances, every spirit manipulating your home, every spirit manipulating your money, Shkapeto, Rapeto, hear the word of the Lord. You are dislodged. Shkapeto, your influences are broken. In the name of Jesus, Shkapeta, Pala, Shkape, Peleko, Kapeto, Lekopa, Rapeto, Ikapetopa. Hey, 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 Shkapeta, Shepeto, Rapeto, Ikapesh. You devils, you cannot manipulate any area of my life. No! Shkapato, I break your influence over my life and destiny. I break your influence over my finances. I break your influence over my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I break your influence. Kapetolaba, over my mind, pray. Can somebody pray? Open fire. E capeto capoto, that's right. Shkepeto la palato. Liko peto la pa. Shekwa pato. Liko peto. If he has come after your prayer life, declare right now. Satan, your power, your manipulation over my prayer life is broken. I'm a man of prayer. I'm a woman of prayer. You cannot stop me from seeking God. Eka vile kopo, shebetola priya pata. Pray. Shalaka prapato. Your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name is to be hallowed. financial difficulty is not normal. No, don't take it as normal. Don't take it as normal. Lekokopatile, open fire. Say, you devils, I bind you. I cast you out. Out of my house. Out of my business. Out of my finances. Out of my body. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is in hell. Shkapato lepeleko. Himakopato. Anjabetola. Shkepetola bileko. Shkapato lepeleko. Himantokopa. Itapetosa. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Eka petele. Hem shepeto. Jaliko. 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 Ekepe. Ekepe. If you're online, be praying. Elekepe. Ika bule kepeto. Ilekobati. Ashkabenekona. Epe patoleba. Shepetoleba. Begin to crush every opposition, every confinement by Satan, every hindrance of hell. Palato efata. Break, 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 break. I see the chains falling. Shkapatolaba. I see the chains falling. Pepe copa. Eke patoleba. Every spell. Every spell. Every utterance of divination. An enchantment. Against your life. Against my life and destiny. I render them null and void. Pray. Ika peto sileko hemsha. Oh, I see freedom. I hear the sound of 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 victory. I hear the sound of victory. I see families breaking out. I see finances breaking out. I see businesses breaking out. I see ministries breaking out. I see careers breaking out. I see homes breaking out. I see health breaking out. I hear the sound of victory. 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 I hear the sound of victory.
I hear the sound for them.
Lift your hands. Ah, the anointing has come. I see people stepping into the new from this service. Heba, lift your hands. I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak by the rod of the priesthood of heaven. Every enchantment, every spell, every divination, every voice of demonic altar against your life, against your destiny, against your health, against your business, against your home, against your finances, I stand in the name of Jesus. Ika peletosa. I decree and declare. Ika peletopa. That they are rendered null and void. I said they are rendered null and void. I said they are rendered null and void. In the name of Jesus. Every voice of accusation, lift your hands. every voice of opposition, every orchestration from hell to resist you, to confound you, to keep you down, to restrict you, to keep you in one place, to keep you stagnated. I stand by the power that is in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit. It doesn't matter the area of your life. Every stagnation, every restriction of hell, every hindrance, opposition of darkness, against your destiny. You are not making progress. You try and nothing works. I challenge those powers in the name of Jesus. I crush the oppositions in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare you are free. I decree and declare you are free. The limitations are removed. The oppositions are crushed. The confinement is broken out in the name of Jesus. Anywhere and everywhere they have tied what belongs to you, lift your hand. I speak everything from your biological background projected to work against you, from your father's side, your mother's side, every projection from your biological background, to work against your destiny, to work against your finances, to work against your health, I stand in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. I render those projections null and void. I command them canceled in the name of Jesus. Hear me from this service. Kikapakotelika Shepetolaba Lipa Kobeta. Those projections will no longer have influence over you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. I release the fire of heaven. Imakopetosa. Over every demonic gang up, meaning two or three gathered, ipata, ikapuleba, to stand against you, to resist you, ikapa. I stand against every demonic gang up, against your life, destiny, ministry, finances. I come against them right now, in the name of Jesus. I declare that those gatherings are null and void. In the name of Jesus, I decree those gatherings are null and void. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your finances. Lift your hands. I can tell you, the spirits control the flow of money. Lift your hands. If you are wise, you will receive this. Demons manipulate monies. This is where it gets serious now. Lift your hands. Shala kapato, likapato sile kopata, empato. I challenge every spirit assigned from hell to monitor your money. I challenge every spirit, every devil resisting, restricting the flow of finances to your hands. In the name of, are you receiving? Lift your hands. In the name that is above every name, you devils of darkness that have hindered money from coming to the hands of God's people. You spirits of hell, you devils, I know you, and you know me. I've come in the name that is above every name, the name of the one that defeated you over 2,000 years ago. I take authority over you now. I command you, get your hands off the finances of God's people. I say, get your hands off the finances of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Hima kopetola. Shkebetila kopate. Skafrebebeti kopi. Shkekepati katuleta. Lekwa papeto. your tenure is over. Get your hands over the finances of God's people. In the name of Jesus, get your hands off their businesses. In the name of Jesus, get your hands off their minds. In the name of Jesus, get your hands off their helpers of destinies. In the name of Jesus, you devils manipulating their helpers. Your tenor is over. I command you now, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, get your hands off them now. From today, I open to you the two-livered gates. I open to you the gates of the treasures of darkness. I open to you the gates of the hidden riches of secret places. I decree, can you believe me as a prophet? I decree to you, in the name that is above the anointing I feel now, I don't feel it all the time. I decree to you, in the name that is above every other name, from this service, step into wealth. Step into financial prosperity. Step into monies you have never seen before. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the zeal of the Lord is performing it. The zeal of the Lord is performing it. Yes, today, this week, this month, this quarter, step into monies you have never seen. Step into financial open doors you have never had. Step into financial opportunities you have never had. Let the wealth of the nations come to you. Let the kings of the earth be the delivery boys. Let them open to you the gate of their wealth. Let men begin to call you and showing you where their treasures are and handing over their treasures to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray over you. Let men begin to trust you with monies. Let people begin to trust you with resources. To trade with it, to do business with it, to use it for your vision. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Kai, this is different.
This is different. This is different.
Believe and receive. Believe and receive. Believe and receive. Lift your hands. Can I pray over your spiritual life? Over your prayer life. Every devil manipulating your prayer life, sent from hell to distract you, to discourage you, to reduce your fire, lift your hands. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, I command those devils arrested now. I said, I command those devils arrested now. In the name of Jesus, your fire will not diminish. I say, your fire will not diminish. I release upon you the spirit of prayer and supplication. I release upon you the spirit of prayer and supplication. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every distracting spirit is arrested now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over every stranger in your mind, every stranger in your body. Shebeto, lift your hands. Every stranger in your body, in the name of sickness, deformities, disease, every stranger in your mind, in the name of oppressive thought, depression, fear, whatever their names are called, anxiety disorder, panic attacks. Every stranger in your mind and in your emotion, let me pray for that one first. Lift your hands. Every stranger in your mind, in your emotions, in the name of depressive thought, oppressive thought, depression, manic attacks, panic attacks, anxiety disorders, sleep disorders, personality disorder, I come in the name of Jesus. Hear me, all strangers. I command you now, on your marks, it's time to go. On your marks, get set. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus. Let the people now, let them be. Leave the people now. go in the name of Jesus. I take authority over strangers in the body. Yes, fibroid is melting now. I don't know who the person is. Fibroid is melting now in the name of Jesus. Fibroid is melting now in the name of Jesus. They say you not carry your children. I declare to you, you are carrying your children in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord are ministering to you that child, the number of children you want in the name of Jesus. Everything that has stopped, that has caused that infertility is removed now. I take authority over asthma, kepetoskapa, that oppressive spirit called asthma. Hear me, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, the resurrected Lord, akepekopa, pash, leave that body now. Go, go in the name of Jesus. If you had asthma, take a deep breath and breathe out, and you are free. Every stranger in the bodies, you hear me, it's time to go. On your marks, get set, go in the name of Jesus. Whatever your names are called, you live now. You can't stand here. Live now. I take authority over that swelling. I take authority over that breast lump. It disappears now. In the name of Jesus, that hemorrhoids pile disappears now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that sight impairment disappears now. That hearing impairment goes now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I hear the sound of victory. 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 Now, if you had a physical sickness or you came here feeling depressed, if there's a change in your body, can you just wave your hand? Check your body now. If you received any miracle now in your mind, in your body, just wave your hand.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.